the Brisbane Broncos had that big win over Canberra. Big man, you're a Queenslander. You're a Queenslander. Yeah. Reece Walsh, his performance last night for the Broncos, he's just a walk-up start now, you'd think.
Well, he's the incumbent. Well,
for the fullback.
He didn't play the last game last year, I don't think. But, mate, he's going to be... if he stays fit, he'll be fullback. I read stories during the week about Ben Hunt, him and Ponga, and how they can't have the three of them in the side. I think that's crap. I think the three of them can be in the side. Whether they're all... well, they certainly won't be all in the run-on side, I wouldn't think, but... I'm thinking, I don't know where they play Ben Hunt, but he'll be in the squad. There's no doubt he'll be there. I've got no doubt that Reece Walsh will be there, and I've got no doubt Ponga will be there, should they all be fit.
Hmm.
Mate, at the end of the day, you pick your top 17 players, and I know you've got to find positions for them, but if they're not all the top 17 players in Queensland, those three boys, I'll give it away.
The other Queenslander who's playing great footy at the moment for the Broncos is Pat Carrigan.
Oh, sensational. Yeah, he's doing some tremendous things, obviously leading his side by example. Breeny and I were talking earlier. He got an early mark last night, and it's smart from...
it was smart from Kevy. Like, he took blokes off.
And... yeah, like, they got a long season, and they believe, and many other people all believe, they're going to be there at finals time. As long as they, don't get too many injuries and whatnot. So knowing that that series is not that far away, it's a smart play to be given other blokes opportunities.
Absolutely.
And get Carrigan.
He's been good
off
for a couple of years now, Carrigan. But
good player.
At the moment, he's playing the best he's ever played.
Good player.
Whether it's got anything to do with the fact that Flegler's left the club or not, because there was a bit of competition, from the outside looking in, looked like there was a competition between those two boys, and they're both great players. But now the Flegler's not there, he's taken it upon himself, and Payne Haas isn't there either.
That's the big one.
He's taken it upon himself to be the number one man, and at the moment he is the number one man. He's not far off, and I know we were talking the other day about, the best front rowers in the game. We're talking about Fisher Harris and Fanua Blake and so on and so on. Now, I don't even know if Carrigan's a front rower or what he is, but he can play anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he is close to the best forward in the game, without a doubt.
Absolutely.